Hi-Tipton Ishqualwin, OCM Nisiaya. Thank you for your sentiments, you of noble spirit, friends. Thank you for being here tonight. I'm here myself to welcome you to Kumatquim land, to Musqueam land. I feel honored to do this today, and I'd like to give you a bit of background that will explain why this is significant to me to speak here tonight to introduce and honor Robert on behalf of my people. My Hantaminam name is Kweskweston. This is a name that comes from Kwamachan, across the Salish Sea, in the territory of the Halkomelem Treaty Group. The name was carried before me by my grandfather. When I was given this name at the age of 6, I was given an obligation to carry with this name, to honor the name, to honor my grandfather, and to honor those who carried the name before us. I was told to work in my lifetime to build a bridge between First Nation culture and industrial culture. And I feel that speaking at events like this is a way I can do that duty and honor my ancestors. One day, my grandfather's cousin asked me, Kweskweston, when are you going to move home? And what she meant was, when was I going to move back to Kwamachan? And as Kweskweston, I haven't lived at Kwamachan since I was 8 years old and since I was my grandfather. In our culture, when you're given a hereditary name to carry, you carry the cultural identity of that name. You carry the duty and the labors of that name, and you carry them for your people. You carry them for those who came before you. You carry them for the future. So I'd like to talk a little about the past that this name was carried through for many, many generations. My elders told me of a time when the river was filled with flashing fish from bank to bank, upstream and downstream, as far as the eye could see. They told me of a time when the flocks of birds blocked out the sun. This was a time when the spirit world and the human world were one, when we could speak with the animals and they could speak to us. And this is still real to our people, to our culture. And I think it's important for you to know that because of what will be discussed tonight. When I think of my mission to build a bridge between the cultures, I think what I can do is contribute to the industrial society an understanding of what we see as a balance, a harmony, what our reality is. And the good work that Robert is doing is important to us because it is the interaction of our ancestors' law and teaching in the industrial world. What Robert is doing is carrying on the law of our ancestors in a new environment. I know that some people are concerned that First Nations simply want the land for wealth. I understand that that is a concern in the industrial world. But I know that for my people, for people like Robert, what is important is the continuation of our culture. When Juan de Fuca sailed here representing the Spanish flag, there was 25,000 Musqueams. We had many villages in this area. We had 3 full-time fortresses. We had a militia. We had fleets of canoes. But 4 great devastations swept across our people: an earthquake and three waves of plague. Then the gold miners came. By 1929, there were fewer than 100 Musqueam left from a population of 25,000. And I'm sure that it was no different with Robert's people. So we've survived. 60 years ago, it became illegal in Germany to use a blood quantum formula, a race law, to discriminate against people. 60 years ago in Germany. 20 years ago in South Africa, it became illegal to use a blood quantum race law to discriminate against people. The Indian Act is still in force in Canada. The Indian Act is based on a blood quantum race law. The Canadian government is trying to bring the Charter of Rights and Freedoms into line with the Indian Act and blood quantum race law. When First Nations were allowed to hire lawyers in the 1970s, we set out to change that circumstance. Eventually, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms was found to apply to First Nations after bitter legal battles. And when that happened in the 1980s, we were essentially recognized within Canadian law as human beings. And when this CM, what this noble one here is doing, he's continuing our struggle as human beings to maintain the law of our ancestors, to preserve the earth. So I'd like to thank you for being here. I'd like to extend the blessing of my family, of my community, and of my ancestors to you in gratitude for your presence here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Q, for those Haichka, for those wonderful words. I had written a speech in the car in the ferry ride over about my friend and colleague and mentor, Mr. Morales. And after Mr. Q spoke, I realized that all of this is moot. Of course, it's very important, but it's a tiny snapshot of who Robert is. Robert Morales is a Coast Salish member of Cowichan Tribes, and he's very deeply committed to his community and has spent his entire life working within his community in various means. He is a lawyer with extensive experience working in court and negotiations. He's always worked for the Aboriginal community and always advocated and lobbied and given his life to it. He's negotiated multiple health and child welfare agreements to delegate services to the First Nations. He has served on many, many committees of council for his Cowichan Tribes, the Committee for First Nations Justice, on a health committee, the Cowichan Health Committee, as a board member to the Friendship Center, and many others. Robert has proven highly influential to First Nations organizations, serving as chair of the First Nations Summit, chief negotiators, and as spokespersons for the Common Table, a coalition of 60 First Nations in BC. He served on national and provincial committees advocating for change for First Nations. Robert now represents thousands of First Nations as chief negotiators for the six Halkominum Nations, the Halkominum Treaty Group. He's trained at Harvard Law in negotiations. He has a Juris Doctorate from UVic. He has a Bachelor of Science from Brigham Young in Utah. I think one of Robert's biggest prides and joys is his family, though. He's a father of seven young Salish leaders whom have given him three beautiful grandchildren. I introduce Robert Morales.